welcome. Shall we stand? Lovely. Let's just start with a bit of a shake, please. Kind of a bit of a whistle. Nice time. Good, and the life is yours. Good, I'm excited to put your feet short as well, have a bit of a bounce. Good, and now I'd like you to place your left hand on your nose, please, and your right hand. We'll go through this loop you have now made and grab your opposite ear. That's the end of it. Good. And then after three, we're simply going to swap hands. Oh, one, two, three. And we're going to swap again. Oh, one, two, three, swap. I would really enjoy recording the sounds you make in warm-ups and turning into a piece. Right, let's swap again. One, two, three, swap. And swap. And swap. And one last time, swap. It's so much fun watching you grab various different bits of your own body. Good, let's have another little face massage. Good, and nice, yours with a nice high pitch on it, please. Good. I'm going to ask you to breathe into a count of four and then out to a count of five, please. And when we breathe out, we're going to do a shh sound. Here we go. Ready? In and one, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five. I'm going to ask you to put your hands like a mask just in front of your face and do the same thing. Soft knees, breathing in. Ready? One. Two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five. Good. And now I'm going to do a little bit of panting. Lovely. Lovely panting. Good. And you have a bit of a chew now, please. Imagine your which character is in Charlie Chocolate Factory, the chewing gum that changes flavour? Violet Beauregard, thank you. Imagine your Violet Beauregard, it's changing flavour. You're on to 11s now, you've had breakfast. Here comes lunch. Pudding. Afternoon tea. Coffee cream. Dinner. Lovely glass of wine. and an entire bar of entire bag of mini eggs, that's disgusting. Good. Anyone feeling Easter-y at this point?
No. I've just been given, I found another lovely bunny on my music stand, but so delighted with that. And these will be gone by the time I get home. I think you've got some too, James.
Oh, yes. Will they you live much closer than I do. Will they be gone by the time you get home?
Before the end of this warm-up.
Excellent. Have a seat, please. We're going to keep the chewing thing going. We're just going to do... We need to slide, we need to sort of chew your way through it. Don't worry about how that affects the sound. Off we go. Thank you. healthy and relaxed and gentle. This time I need to start with the oom and then open to an R. Okay. Slightly, slightly all the way. Off we go. Tempo, the speed, but I feel like this should whole piece should be anything but moderate. Okay, so can we go for the over the top, like you're in a commercial, TV commercial sort of version of this? Okay, here we go. Encouraged. We're going to start on page 25, please. So this is all really good. I just was thinking that time if we made the slightly quieter, the would have a bit more impact. Okay, so we're just going to try that. So this is the top of page 5. Off we go. The thing that's not quite 100% working is the first time you sing do on this page. So definitely no breath. It just needs to feel early, I think, and lots of weight on it. Let's go directly, please, on the beginning of page 26. Off we go. Very nice indeed. And I wonder this time, just to add even more nuance, if you do. So actually get quieter and more airy in the sound as we come up that side. Let's give it a try. Clean page. 2, 3. Fantastic, really, really good. And then this transition back into life could be dream. So do 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 do. Oh, so this the there's a very small gap. First thing to notice there. And we need to start the slide immediately in all parts. Life could be a dream. Okay. So we're going to start top of the page. And be make sure when we come in that O that we start the slide immediately. Okay. 2, 3. Fantastic. My only, it's not even a gripe, it's a gripe Piglet is on page 27. If you would tell me I'm the only one you love, oh, is that O, okay? Can you do the hardest sort of glottal stop you can say, oh, not oh, if you don't get the rhythm at all. Let's go straight to the middle page of 27, please. Do you think,
tell me I'm the only one you love, oh.
Very, very nice indeed. Now, page 21. I'm going to use this word effervescence again. So, when you're singing ooh, shaboo, at the moment it sounds a little bit like you've sung it 7,000 times before, which is possibly true. But we have to make this ooh exciting. I think the way you can do that is with your eyes. Okay, so if we just do these oohs, please, top 21. Ooh, shh, and always lots of shh on the shaboo. Remember, shh is always a sort of vowel-less. Don't think shh, boom, shaboo. Really passive. Okay. Off we go. This time. I think it's fine if it sticks out because we're not, you know, we're accompanying, we're sort of the whole, so it can be the rhythm section and the soaring streams and everything we want. Okay, let's try that one more time. 2, 3. Everyone, please. Very nice. I like the
shushes.
2, 3.
I could be a dream if I could take you up to paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, I want to meet again. Or life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life.
Yeah, brilliant, that was very nice. Hopefully you feel well supported, tenors and basses. Good, can you turn to page 24 now, please? The bottom of the page, maybe we'd be so fine. So basses, we're doing the scoopy thing, yeah? Baby, we'd be so fine, like a... Okay. Baby, so really short, yeah? Baby, straight off there. Okay, let's do that, everyone. 2, 3.
Baby, we'd be so fine, I could be a dream.
Good. So tenors, sopranos, and altos, can you come off after 2 beats? We'd be so fine. So we can hear this, what's it called? Slide, thank you. I'm wondering, is there a less English way of saying baby? It sounds very English.
Is that not where you go
for? It wasn't my first thought. It could work.
You'd be so fine.
Yeah, let's do that. Cool. Baby, yeah. That's a very good idea. So let's baby, or baby. Sort of not so much emphasis at the end of the word.
Baby,
yeah. Baby, we'd be so fine. do a whippy-sa, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. Let's try it. A, two, three. While the bass is slide, I'll bring it back. Two, three.
Baby, we need some fun. My life could be green if I could take you up in
my room. Very good. Thank you, James. That's great. Lovely. And back to the beginning, please. Can we try this with a bit more R than I, Mel? Life could be a life is like a box of chocolates. Life is like a dream, it's not life. There's a lot of dips on at the moment.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
So let's see what you can come up with the second time we say life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom. Life could be a dream.
That's starting to feel exciting. We just need to decide if we're having a long dream or a short dream the second time. Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. I think short is probably better, yeah? So, whatever you did the second time, it worked. Let's keep that, and now take a crotch off. So, life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, do. So just one beat on dream, should we go? Don't get my own power.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream.
Opening. Brilliant. Let us move on to Blackbird now, please. Overly warm at this point. The sopranos are chilly. Okay, we are going to start these on page 8. And we're just going to hear the sopranos and tenors, please, to begin with. What's it going to say? We just think it's an R. So tell us, this is a very, starting the bottom line of page 8, sort of fly, and then we'll do an R instead of a E, okay? Fly. Page 9. We've been here for a while. Oh. Wait, tennis, let's do the whole line from the beginning of page 8, please. Yes.
Thank you.
Lovely. Let's try that with the tenors now, please. So tenors and basses. Play date. So this is the third bar of page 9.
Thank you.
Okay, so if we look at page 9, I'm convinced our only real issue here is the page turn. So please turn early, because at the moment we're just arriving late on page 10. I think if we arrive on time, we'll be absolutely fine. In fact, let's start directly on page 10. Okay, this is the beginning of page 10.
Take me from the wings and learn to fly.
Lovely. So this is the bottom of page 9.
Thank you.
Okay. One more time. And.
Blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night.
Good. Very good indeed. Page 11. Yes, certainly. I'm suggesting you with a basis because it will make give you more context that way.
On your own, it doesn't, you don't feel the obvious, okay?
So, basis and altos. This is the third bar of page 11. One, and. Lovely, very good indeed. Right, I suggest we now go back to page 6, please. Let's go from where we all begin on page 6 now.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Oh, yeah. And just a reminder of the rhythm here. Lots of us are wanting to sing, you were only waiting, which is probably what Paul McCartney does. You were only waiting. Okay. But that was great. Can we start at that moment, please? The bottom half of page 7.
We're only waiting for this moment to be free.
Starting with the basis, please. Bottom of page 6. Fellas, let's start with your entry on page 6. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Okay. Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
When you fall down to the bottom of the twiddle, to I take. It's joining up to the take that's the important bit. I take these sunken eyes. Let's try one more time from your entry on this page. And.
Have mercy in the dead of night.
Dead of night.
Dead of night.
And.
Dead of night.
even isolated, that'd be great.
Lucy, can you please go on, just because that's the difficult bit.
Oh yeah, sure. Let's start from the same spot then, I'll say. Good,
Good. So the chord you have before, or the two bars before. Let's go to your three. Great. Everyone, from the beginning, please. Bar 13, which is the first entry for alto tenors and basses. Good, and let's, the end of the first page, which is page 3, let's take one beat out of the end of that note as well. I'll show you where that is. Lovely. One last time. Same pace.
Thank you.
to... I believe there is an announcement. Not for me, I guess.
Yes, this is quite an unusual announcement, actually, because many of us, I'm sure, have seen friends leave the choir over the years, but tonight, a very special member of the choir is leaving. Patty is leaving us. She was one of the original members of the choir, and you'll remember that she's acted, you know, behind the scenes for a number of years, collecting and giving the odd speech or two, little verses. And we just thought it would be nice to mark the occasion. And so we'd like to wish Patty all the best. She's actually leaving Birmingham, so she's, you know, she's leaving the choir for a good reason. We wish her all the best in the future in her move. And we'll miss you, Patty.
Yes.
Chris and I would like to give you some flowers just to say thank you for being such a good friend to us. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Let's get this all set up from the beginning. Bumba, 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 one, two, three.
Bumble it up, bumble it up, oh, bumble it up.
Many times. So you sing from A through the following page, and then if you turn to page 68, You see this third bar, there's a line above which says 1, 2. So that's the first time bar and the second time bar, which means the first time you sing this beginning of this page, you go to that number one, and then you go back to letter A. Never, never give up. Bambalela. Okay. You do exactly the same the second time you sing it. The third time, you skip the bar that says 1, 2 above it, and you move to the third time bar, so the bar with the 3 above it. No, no, never, never give up. It's not actually, it doesn't give you the word in the third time bar, it's just the word up. And then we sing through to the E. It's getting late, isn't it? After the third time bar, the next bar, you see there's two lines at the beginning of the dots. That's the start of the repeat. So that, down to the end of the following line, we will repeat. Okay, so we'll do that twice. Probably going to be easier if we just do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to imagine we have sung the third time bar. Tenors just take a break unless you want to put it in. So this is page 68, top line, last bar. Never, 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 never. Okay, 2, 3.
Never, 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 no, no, never, never give up.
Do exactly the same again, same place.
Never, 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 no, no.
Bottom line.
Never, 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 no, no.
And then the pause, dramatic pause. Never, 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 no, no, never. And then it's slow at the end. So let's focus on page 68. Join us if you will, tenors. So we're going from, yeah.
The nevers and the noses.
Just been skipped for us.
Oh, I think it's a typo. I think it should be a never. Good point. 10 points for spotting that. Great. So this is page 68, top line, last bar for the first time. 1, 2, 3.
Never, 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 never. No, no, never, never.
Give up.
question of how many times we need to repeat this. Let us now go from the beginning of page 68 and imagine it's for the last time, so you're skipping to the third bar.